Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In just a little while, we're going to tell you how to get the Lord's Prayer Words of Hope and Happiness gift book. This life-giving resource will help you strengthen the hope of the children you love by introducing them to the Lord's Prayer. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called The Prayer of Surrender.
Probably the most difficult type of stress is the stress that you have no control over. You know, if there's something that's stressing you out that you can change it, well, that's a lot easier to handle because you know you can change it if you need to. But some things in life you just can't change. And you can't eliminate that stress, and you can't ignore that stress, and you can't change that stress. Let me give you three examples. You might write these down. The first is uncontrollable circumstances. That's a kind of unchangeable stress where you feel helpless because the situation is out of your control. It could be as simple and as mundane as being stuck in traffic or, a delayed plane flight, something like that. It could be more serious like the economy and being laid off work, which you would have no control over. Or it could be deeply painful and intense like a terminal disease. Or a special needs child, or the loss of a loved one, something that you can't do anything about. That causes stress in your life, uncontrollable circumstances. A second thing that falls in this category, I call uncooperative people. And uncooperative people are people who are in your life that they just don't get with the program. You know, they're the crazy makers. No matter how nice you are to them, they're still cranky. They're still mean. They're ungrateful. Do you have any, for instance, elderly relatives who are unpleasable? You know, don't look at them. Just, you know, and no matter what you do, it's just not good enough. And they're cranky, and they're the crazy makers of life, and it causes stress in your life when you can't do anything about it. They're not going to change, and you just have to kind of go along with it. A third form of this is unexplainable pain. Unexplainable pain. Now, I know that when we have pain that we know why we're having it, or we know the cause of it, or we see a purpose behind it, you can handle it a whole lot better than this kind of pain. Unexplainable pain is pain that doesn't make sense. You see no rhyme or reason to it. You see no good purpose in it. And it's the kind of pain where you're always asking, why me, why this, why now? These kind of things happen in life that you have no control over. The uncontrollable circumstances, the uncooperative people, and the unexplainable pain. And in this kind of stress, that there's nothing you can really do about it. You're just going to have to live with it. The only solution is surrender. You have to surrender to God in that situation. The only solution to serenity is to surrender. And serenity comes through surrender. Now, that leads us to the second phrase of the Lord's Prayer in this series on connecting with God. Last week, we looked at the first phrase, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And we talked about what kind of Father is God. And if you missed that message, you really need to hear it on the kind of Father that God is. And he's not at all like maybe you might think he is. Today, this weekend, we're going to look at the second phrase of the Lord's Prayer, and it's Matthew 6:10. Let's read it together. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, this is what I call the prayer of surrender. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, most people have no idea really what this means or how much benefit it brings to your life. What in the world first is God's kingdom? Well, let me tell you what it's not. It's not a political entity. God's kingdom is not political. It's not national. It's not governmental. What it is it's eternal and it's universal. It has nothing to do with government. We're not trying to set up a theocracy. In fact, I'm totally opposed to that. That's not what God wants. The Bible says this on the screen. Jesus said in John 18, "My kingdom is not of this world." So we're not trying to set up God's kingdom as a physical, spiritual, or political or institutional entity on the earth. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." His plan is much bigger than the world. We said history is his story. The second thing is this verse up here on the screen. The Bible says the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. What does that mean? It means the kingdom of God is not something you just talk about. It's not just conceptual. It's not just confessional. It's not just creedal. It's not just something you sit around and debate and discuss and dialogue. It's something you do. The kingdom of God, it says, is not just a matter of talk, but of power. That means it's transformational. It's something that changes your life. It's not just some head knowledge. It's not something you go to seminary and study. It's not the words that matter. It's the work of God that matters. It is God's work in the world. And, the problem is a lot of Christians, all they have is words. And they sit around and they discuss doctrine and they discuss the Bible and they discuss the application of the Bible, but they never do anything about it. The kingdom of God is not words, the Bible says. It's power. It's transformational. It's experiential. And here's the third thing the kingdom's not. Here on the screen, Romans 14 says, the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink. In other words, it's not material, but it's living right with God and a life of peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. In other words, it's spiritual and it's relational. Notice the kingdom of God is spiritual, living right with God, and it's relational, living a life of joy and peace. In other words, it's all about connecting. So that's what the kingdom of God is. Where is the kingdom of God? Well, the kingdom of God is wherever Jesus is king. If he's king in your heart, then the kingdom of God is within you. If he's king in heaven, then the kingdom of God is in heaven. If he's king here on the earth, as one day when he comes back, then the kingdom of God is on earth. In fact, the Bible says all three of those things. The Bible says the kingdom of God is in heaven. The Bible says the kingdom of God is within you. The Bible says the kingdom of God is on earth. It's wherever Jesus is king. It's wherever the rule and reign is. In fact, this phrase, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, the second phrase explains the first. It's redundant. To say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, is the same thing. You might write this down. The kingdom of God is wherever God's will is done. Wherever God's will is done, the kingdom is there. If God's will is done in your family, then the kingdom of God's in your family. If God's will is done in your church, then the kingdom of God is in your church. If God's will is done in your career, in your work, then the kingdom of God is in your office. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done is the same thing. And so when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, why do we pray that? Because God's will is not done on earth most of the time. A lot of times you hear something bad happening, you say, well, it must be God's will. No, it's not. God's will is not evil. God's will is not sinfulness. God's will is not people making bad decisions. No, that's my will. God's will is not always done on this earth. That's why we're to pray this. It's why we're to pray, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Why? Because in heaven, God's will is done perfectly. But on earth, it's rarely done. On earth as it is in heaven. Now, this phrase, to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, is to pray what I call the prayer of surrender. It says, God, you're in charge. And what's unchangeable in my life, those uncontrollable circumstances and uncooperative people and unexplained pain, I'm going to give that to you. What does it mean to pray the prayer of surrender? Well, it means that you make four stress-busting choices. Now, if you've got uncontrollable circumstances in your life, and if you've got some uncooperative people in your life who just won't change, and if you've got some unexplainable pain, you need to learn the prayer of surrender. Surrender is the only solution for serenity. What does it mean to say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in my life and in my world? What does that mean? It means four things. Number one, surrendering to Jesus means letting go of control. Letting go of control. Now, every day you get up in the morning, you have to decide who's going to be in control of your life, you or God. And every day it's a battle, because there are things in your life you don't want to give up control on. You want to control. And there are verses in the Bible you'd like to ignore because they don't fit your style, or they're not very comfortable very popular. And you want to make your own rules. And you say, well, you know, I know, quote, God wants me to be happy. And so you want to be your own God. But stress relief always starts with letting God be God. It always starts with saying, okay, God, I'm giving up control because you can control the things that are out of control in my life. Now, the Bible says this, Psalm 46:10. It's a very famous verse. Let go and know that I am God. I rule the nations. I rule the earth. God says, I'm in control, so you need to let go and know that I am God. Now, most of you know this verse as be still and know that I am God. The word be still, or that phrase, in the Hebrew literally means let go, calm down, relax, lighten up. That's what it literally means. It means to let go. Now, I don't know what you're going to face this next week. You don't either. But I already can tell you what God wants you to do. Let go and know. Let go and know. Let go and know. God says this is the first step to serenity in your life no matter what happens. You got to let go and know. Let go of control and know that I'm in control. That's the starting point. Let go of trying to figure it all out yourself and know that I can figure it all out. Let it go. You see, whenever we face out of control situations, things that are beyond our control, we always tend to go to one of two extremes. Some of you choose one and some of you choose the other. Some of you, when the more out of control your life gets, the harder you try to control it. The more controlling you become. In fact, the more insecure you feel, the more controlling you will become. The more frightened, the more worried, the more insecure you are, the more controlling the person you become. Secure people don't have to control situations. They relax. But when you feel stressed, when you feel pressured, when you feel worried, when you feel inadequate, then you double up your effort and you actually become more controlling. And you say, I will make this thing happen. I will make this marriage work. I will make this job work. And you redouble your effort. And you're not at peace at all. You're just tied tighter and tighter and tighter in a knot in your stomach. That's one extreme. The other extreme, some of you do the exact opposite. You just give up and you go into despair and you start to have a pity party. When everything's out of control in your life, you pull into your shell and turn on the TV and break out the chocolate bonbons. And you have a pity party and invite yourself to it. Everybody hates me. Nobody loves me. I'm going to go eat worms. And you become Mary Martyr. And some of you are very good at that role. You've perfected the role of Mary Martyr, and you've become a victim, and you do what I call swallow and wallow. You swallow all of your pain, and then you wallow in it, and you are miserable. Both of those reactions to stress are foolish. They don't work. Instead of swallow and wallow, instead of be a victim, or instead of become hyper-controlling and try to control everybody else when you can't even control your own life, instead you need to pray the prayer of surrender.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Recently, Pastor Rick had our graphic designers create a beautiful frameable version of the Lord's Prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in a moment, but first, perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's so important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. With this in mind, we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist, Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness, is the perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life, and we'll send it to you when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news to people everywhere. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I want you to listen to this testimony from a listener in Monterrey, Mexico. Jonas Alvarez writes, "Hi there, Pastor Rick. My name is Jonas Alvarez, and I'm an English teacher in Monterrey, Mexico. I listen to Daily Hope every day by podcast, and it has profoundly enriched my life. I recommend to my students to listen to it and to practice their English skills." Hey, that's a great idea. "And I know for sure that if they do, they're going to get much more than just learning English. Thank you so very much. Sincerely, Jonas." Well, thanks for writing, Jonas. My prayer is that Daily Hope will bring the hope that we find in Jesus to your students, just as we're praying that it brings hope to people all around the world. By the way, did you notice how Jonas is sharing Daily Hope podcast with his students? I think that's a great idea. My question to you is, who are you sharing the Daily Hope podcast with? Who could you tell about this good news? You know, good news is so good, we can't keep it to ourselves. You got to share it. So if you share Daily Hope with somebody else, would you let me know about it? Write me. You know the address, rick@pastorrick.com. It's just rick@pastorrick.com. And tell me your story of how you're sharing Daily Hope with other people.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, please write it at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.